Second hour of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. This is the new format for me, and it will continue every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. And so I'm going to kind of continue with the basic topics we have here. Let me cancel out some of this stuff that pops up here is just so irritating on this thing here. I've got something here. And you know, if it doesn't show quite how to get rid of this thing. And if you push the wrong thing, it takes you into some other place. It's just terrible. Oh, finally, I got rid of it. Okay. Now, this is from The Telegraph. The title of it is... The IDF, Israel Defense Force, is still the most moral army on earth. I mean, excuse me, can we laugh? I mean, this is serious business, but sometimes these people can just say stuff that's just downright funny because it's so false. Now, right under this picture, it shows a bunch of Israeli military guys, and under it, it says public opinion has swung against Israel. And who says this is Atef Safadi. Well, anyway, let me see who wrote this article. It's by Charles Lipson. It's 2 days old. Okay. The article reads, now that fierce fighting has resumed in Gaza. Now, I've got to stop even on this first phrase. Fierce fighting has resumed in Gaza? Fierce fighting from who? You mean these guys with the rifles and the AK-47s or something? Are fierce fighting against tanks, jets, an air force, advanced air force, armored personnel carriers with gun turrets, and a navy on the shore bombarding the hell out of Gaza, and there's fierce fighting? No, what they should have said is now that fierce destruction of Gaza has resumed. That's what should be said, not fighting. There ain't no fighting. There's so little that these people, that Gazans have to fight with. Again, they have these stupid home garage-made pipe rockets. We made that kind of crap in high school. Anyway, it says here, now that fierce fighting has resumed in Gaza, international pressure in building... is building on Israel to curb its military campaign and abandon its objective, crushing Hamas. I don't think that's the objective either. The objective is to crush Gaza, not Hamas. Okay, the humanitarian goal of these demands is to protect innocent Palestinians. Well, hadn't they done such a wonderful job of that? Killing now 16,000 Palestinians, 8,000 children. The political goal is to appease some Muslim states and appeal to anti-Israel progressives and Muslims in Europe and North America. Well, I mean, this, thank goodness we have, I'm almost sick of reading this stuff. Thank goodness we have a caller. I'm going to take him now. Dan from Washington, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I didn't know if you were taking calls or not today.
Oh, I'm taking them. Man, this is a, I call this talk radio show. This is.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I try to take some time off with this stuff, but I had some time off work, so I'm watching TV and shows like The View with these women. And,
Good.
And they, it's almost like these Jewish women, they're placed all throughout the media, all throughout the news, and they'll have the same talking point. And the one on The View was, you know, does Tlaib, you know, the Muslim member of Congress, what do you say about her not condemning the rapes of Jewish women enough? And when will she condemn the rapes of Jewish women and the hundreds of women, Jewish? And I'm just like, did that even happen? There's no proof of that, just like they didn't have proof of the 40 dead babies getting their heads cut off.
Exactly.
And then I have, on the local news, we have a representative, Adam Smith. And I guess he's Jewish. It's a kind of an Anglo name, but Representative Adam Smith, he's on like the House Armed Service Committee, but the news reported that he had somebody vandalized his house and they spray painted have a ceasefire now in Gaza on his front door. And I bet he did it himself. I don't have any doubt that that guy just went there and spray painted that, called his friend in the news and just said, look at, see the anti-Semitism, you know, it's horrible, but they got a lie.
Well, that's all they have left. It's one of their tools. They know that controlling the public mind is essential for all this stuff. But look at what a perfect job they've done so far. And I mean, they really do control the public mind through all this, their mass media cartel. And they've certainly done these things before where they go out to one of their synagogues and they put swastikas on it and stuff like that. And sometimes later on they get caught doing it. And we're supposed to pretend from now on that all these things are legitimate. And when we find out that the Twin Towers did not fall by jet crashes, and we find out that the 47-story building 7 collapsed partly at free fall acceleration, which cannot happen in a natural fire cause thing. So we find out so many things that prove that all of this stuff was lies, and because of these lies, we've gone out and destroyed nations. When are people going to start demanding proof of these incidents before anything is done?
Yeah, if you bring it up, they'll just call you an anti-Semite. Yeah, I remember when Trump got elected, there was a bunch of gravestones or something that were Jewish cemeteries, the graves getting knocked over or something. And I don't know if that was the one, but the guy was in Israel. Oh, no, the bomb threat. The bomb threats to synagogues was done by a Jewish guy in Israel. And Jeff Gibson said that, but it doesn't matter because the news, the way they report it, will just not ever admit that they ever got caught. So, question that.
Well, a lot of Americans know a lot of facts about 9/11 that show that it didn't happen like what the mass media cartel presented and maintains. And see, the mass media cartel is so powerful, they don't even care if you discover the truth and that you discover that they're lying to you, because they're so powerful it would take so many people to discover it that they don't even care. They just keep the lie going, even though you know it's a lie. I mean, it's phenomenal. Look, they're not scared of being caught lying.
Well, but they got caught helping ISIS and helping fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And then now he comes out and says, we're helping fight these guys to protect Western civilization. You know, when it's crazy that...
It is crazy.
I am glad Jim, was it Jim Lear? No, not Lear. Lear, the guy, Norman Lear, the one that invented all of the family.
Right.
But he's, I look back at, really in the 70s and 80s, America was totally conquered. And any kind of white guy who was like an upstanding, normal, racially aware guy, they demonized. And called him an Archie Bunker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
we were targets because we really did. A lot of us did know, or we were learning about what the principles of property were that really regulated lawful government. And they don't want anybody that knows anything about lawful government because we're so far from it. If the American people knew what lawful government was and what we were supposed to have, that'd be the end of them, buddy. I mean, the end of it. And they can't have it.
I remember the male show, they also, they turned the daughters against the fathers with the males. You're just a male chauvinist pig. And then they intentionally destroyed the Western civilization. So when this guy comes out and says, and they've also intentionally shipped in the migrants into Europe to begin with. So now
I know where you're going, Dan. So he tells you they're saving Western civilization. Are you kidding? They destroyed it. Now they're going to save it? They were the ones that destroyed it. It's already destroyed. And that's why we're sitting, we are supporting tyranny in the Middle East. We're supporting Israeli tyranny.
And it's tyranny. I have like an evil, like demonic vibe just about America now when I watch, the TV and all of the, just these people are everywhere, giving their lies and talking points. And, if you tell the truth, you're the bad guy. And it's,
yes,
our Congress is that way. Well, this Congressman Massey actually told some truth about, you should have more loyalty to America than Israel, and they're going to go after him. But it's very
Sure. Yeah, you can't, because we're to look at those as the same thing. Israel and America are like Siamese twins, and we're connected at the hip. I mean, it's that's like connecting night and day. That's like connecting Christ with the Antichrist. That's why I say the abomination of desolation is already here. The desolation is standing in the place it should not, and that's what the abomination. That's why it's abominable. It's so horrible. But anyway, Dan, and you want to add anything else?
No, that's a good word for it. It's abominable. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's in a real evil state right now. America's sitting there with the aircraft carriers or just bombing, killing these women and children, and then they're complaining about the guy's door got spray painted with anti-Semitism.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a big deal. Oh, that's a big deal, that spray paint. Yeah, man. Woo! Yeah. Serious damage.
Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet, Dan. Okay, William from Texas, how you doing?
Hey, William. Ron, thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I really appreciated the things, especially you had to say in the first hour, about, the absolute projection of the Israeli leadership. And of course, they got all their cronies here in America, doing their bidding by just not only keeping their hands tied, but just actually, like you said, sending fleets to kind of defend Israel, to to continue their genocide, you know.
Yes.
And it's absolutely absurd. And these people, what I wish my fellow Christians and your fellow Christians to understand is that these people doing this, if they don't believe in Jesus Christ, like you said, if they haven't become part of the kingdom of God through Christ, these people are not God's chosen people. I mean, it is so evident from the Bible. I mean, you take at the very, from the very opening of the New Testament, as you well know, Ron, you quoted before, John the Baptist was saying from the very beginning, you know, rebuking the scribes and Pharisees, the religious leaders of the Jews of the day. He said, who warned you serpents to flee from the wrath to come? He said, even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. He says, don't think to say to yourselves that God is our father, or Abraham is our father, for I say unto you that God is able to raise up children of Abraham from these stones. You know,
absolutely. Well said. It's Thank not, you for quoting that.
Yeah, it's not who somebody physically has, you know, physical genealogy dating back to Abraham, what that they think they do. They can't even prove that now, of course, since the destruction of the temple in AD 70. Absolutely not. And it's been over and over and over again, you know, that this judgment that was going to come against them was prophesied all the way back in Deuteronomy 28, Deuteronomy 28 through about chapter 32. They were prophesied against in Isaiah 50, pretty much all of Malachi 4, Isaiah 28 and 29. Paul lays out in the New Testament I think it's Romans 2, a true Jew is not someone who's of the flesh. A true Jew has been circumcised in the heart, you know. You know, it's just over and over and over again. Jesus laid out their judgment. By the way, I'm a postmillennialist too, Ron. I was a dispensationalist for many years, first couple of decades of my Christian walk. You know, the postmillennial position, I'm also, you know, partial preterist. That kind of goes hand in hand with being postmillennial. And we're in the kingdom of God now. Jesus made it clear in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, what's called the Olivet Discourse. That was all about the judgment, the coming judgment of Jerusalem, their temple being destroyed, not one, yes. one stone left upon another. You know,
yeah.
you pointed this out many times, and this is what happened in AD 70. It's clear that I think that's what most of the book of Revelation was about, because John said in the beginning of Revelation, these things must shortly take place. Even bookended the book, you know, at the end of Revelation saying, you know, these things are about to take place. You know, these things don't steal up the words of this book. This is totally what happened in 70 AD. Stephen himself, right up into his last breath, he told the unbelieving Jews in Acts chapter 7, he said, you are uncircumcised in heart and ears. You know, well did our prophets warn of you. You know, they warned you. I mean, it's over and over and over again. These people who don't believe in Jesus Christ are not God's chosen people. You and I, and all our fellow listeners who believe in Christ, we're God's chosen people now. That's what's clear from Scripture. And how can
Thank
we support
you very much.
The genocide? How can we support the atrocities and the genocide of what's going on now? It's absurd.
It is. You would be amazed. You think, what are these churches reading? Are they reading the same Bible that we have? I mean, how can you read the New Testament and come away with the idea that the Jews that have to have this homeland are actually still the chosen people after and not believe in Christ? I mean, Jesus talks about it. All the apostles talked about it. I don't get it. I don't see how they come up with it. It's a falsehood. It's heresy, and it has lit Satan out of the pit to go back to deceiving the nations, and that's what we're looking at. And he has deceived them to the max, and that is Satan out of the pit doing his thing in Israel against Gaza right now. We're watching Satan out of the pit. Well, hang with us, William, if you want to. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right.
I know my baby is gonna jump and shout. when the train rolls in, and I come jumping out.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Welcome back to the short segment of the second hour here at Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And I just want to tell the board ops, Mike, we're going to do this over the air, but when you type to me during the bumper music, it cuts the bumper music off. I don't know why that is. It all sounded good except when you were typing. So anyway, very good. Oh, it says, yeah, that happens. Okay. Well, William, you still with us?
I am.
Okay, good. Well, you know one thing, before we leave this or get into something else, I wanted to make sure I do this because, you know, I do believe we ought to pray for the lost. and pray and pray that they get into the kingdom of heaven. And I think we ought to pray that for the repentance of Israel, the people that call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews that was sent to them, containing all the promises to them that was ever promised by God. They rejected it. And this, we should pray for their repentance. And also, we should pray for the deliverance from the acts of those that are under the wrath of God. The people of Israel, the so-called Jew, is under the wrath of God, and the works they do are the works of Satan. And so we should pray for the deliverance of Gaza from the works of Satan.
Absolutely, absolutely. We want these people to be in the kingdom of God. I don't rejoice in, or it doesn't make me happy to pronounce the judgment of God that is coming on these people who reject Christ. And in fact, if I might just read a quick seven verses, and I'm going to wrap this up before the half hour mark ends.
Okay.
This is the you talked about how Jesus and the apostles and Paul and everybody tried to reason with these people all the way through their ministries. I mean, you have Jesus in Matthew 23, all the woes that he pronounced on him. And I was looking today, just now, up until the very end of Acts, the apostle Paul in the last chapter of Acts, starting in verse 23, it said, "So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified of," here it is, "the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets, from morning till evening. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed." Now that's verse 25. Now wait till I get down to verse 29. That same phrase is used. After Paul had said one word, "The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers." And we know this passage. I'll sum it up. "Go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand. Seeing you will see and not perceive. The hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. Their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts, so that I should heal them." God wanted to. You know, God wanted to heal them. Verse 28, he wraps it up here. "Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, the nations, that they and they will hear it. And when he had said these words," here it is again, "the Jews departed, and they had a great dispute among themselves. And Paul dwelt two whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him." And you're going to love this, the very last verse. "Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him." And
Amen.
I think the pattern is set there. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Fantastic. Thanks for reading that. And that's right. That we're talking. He was preaching the kingdom of God. Well, they were preaching it, that it was here, that Christ brought the kingdom of God, that they got into it, and he wants others. He wanted the Jewish people to get in there. I mean, that's
so
who
many
was
people,
sent the kingdom to start with.
Yeah, so many people have, even all my a lot of Christians, we have a loser mentality, a real pessimistic mentality. But Jesus said right before he departed in the ascension, Ron, "All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth.
Amen.
Therefore, you go and make disciples." Jesus said, "This world is mine. You guys go get them now."
That's right. And guess what he promised in Revelations? He said, "He that keepeth my works," and what are they? Death, resurrection, and ascension. "He that keepeth my works, I shall give them the rod of iron to dash the nations to shivers." And what is the American Christian doing? They're hiding under the pew. Oh, waiting for Jesus to get back. I mean, it's pathetic.
Right. The sword of the Spirit is God's weapon. It's still there for us to proclaim this truth, and we need to be about it, brother. And I appreciate what you've said today. Really been a blessing to hear you, brother.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back after this.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Nice. Sure like that. Makes me feel good, kind of relaxing, you know. I got to listen to that for about a minute before I get back into my show. So, now we have another caller. I want to thank William for calling in and Dan. And John from Colorado, you're up next.
Yeah, hi, Ron. How you doing? It's nice
Real
to
good.
Your show now. Are you still on twice a week, or you've changed days?
They changed the schedule, and I'm no longer on Tuesday and Thursday in the middle of the day from 2 to 3, and this is actually good for me because that's pretty interruptive in the middle of the day for 2 days a week, and this is ideal for me, and I get my same 2 hours a week, but it's all from 4 to 6 every Friday, so that's my new schedule.
Well, that's good. You got more time to talk.
That's nice. Right, and more time for to have some callers and for callers to say everything they want to say. You know, that's great.
Yeah. Well, go back to this thing in Gaza. Well, the whole thing is just, you know, I said this word, it's just ridiculous that Israel is just trying to pat them as being the one they're after. But you know, they don't talk about any of this stuff of what they did. You know, that Hamas, you know, the attack, whether it was Israel, you know, they stood down, whether they did some of the attacking of their own people. But the thing is, they just went back in and just rolled over Gaza and everything else without.
Yeah, you know, it even came out later through one of the biggest papers in Israel. I forgot the name of it, starts with H, but it they admitted in there that that some Israeli helicopters had shot some people at that concert trying to hit Hamas. So, you know, there's an admission right there. Okay, did they say how many? 1, 2, 3, 10, 20? I mean, look how much of Gaza they've destroyed trying to hit Hamas. Okay, so they got one Hamas guy running around in a concert, and they killed, you know, 150 people. Who knows? I mean, nobody's ever done any investigation of anything. And, you know, what I look at when I see that place, I don't see Gaza as an independent nation. It's not recognized as an independent full state by any other nations. It's really a region in Israel. It's part of Israel. It proves that Israel itself is an unlawful government. It cannot be saying that that Gaza is on Israeli land, on Israeli property, ultimately, and the government puts them in a compound, a walled-off compound. And I mean, this is nothing but it's been admitted by so many. This is an open-air prison, and it's been maintained by Israel. These people, what have they done? What is the crime these people have done to be put in prison in Israel, and then to be trampled, and all the nations stand by like a bunch of blithering idiots, and even participate to make sure that Israel can crush people in its own land? I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, a while back, Pelham had his show on Wednesday, I talking to him, and I mentioned the newspaper American Free Press, one of their lines, they had a story and a picture of one of the Israeli hostages, supposedly under Hamas, was being released. And it shows picture, and they claim that she was shaking hands with the captors as she left. So very interesting. You know, I don't know unless it was a Israeli IDF force in disguise or something. But I think American Free Press they wouldn't do something. They would say, hey, this is the real thing. But it's interesting to just show that. And where do you hear anything about that from the other side?
Well, they must have been treated pretty well. Some of them have actually said, and they looked well. I mean, the ones that came back, or they looked in good shape. They weren't harmed. It didn't look like they were harmed in any way.
No. Matter of fact, just before you on the James Fetzer show, they had a caller and talking about, he said on YouTube he found this, and it showed these Gazans, these Palestinians, you know, down bound and, you know, with, you know, almost naked.
There are several of them. I saw several of them.
Above a trench, like they were going to be shot and killed, like they claim what the Nazis did to them in Russia.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw a picture just like that, and I had the same thought. And before I heard you say that, and I didn't read any of the thing, I just saw a picture of it. It was like they were sitting on the edge of a freshly dug, you know, they dig them with these big earth movers, and they were sitting on the edge of this thing with blindfolds on and in their underwear.
Yeah, totally. How that got on and why it was still on. The guy couldn't believe it was still, you know, posted. But those kind of things, it's just bizarre, as you said. It's just what? How they let that happen?
Yeah, I just can't believe that all these nations just sit by. I mean, are the nations? Here's what troubles me about this whole thing. I think Israel, to begin with, was a bad idea. This creation of the whole idea of the creation of a homeland for the Jews. I mean, it's just a bizarre concept to start with. And why is it that Jesus said himself that a greater than Moses is here. Jesus is greater than Moses. And the church, the body of Christ on earth, is serving Moses, is serving Russia is filled with Christians. America is filled with Christians. Europe is filled with Christians. There's Christians, many more Christians than there are these so-called Jews, and we can do nothing. We just we help them. We help them destroy Gaza, and Gaza's not even a country. It's a segment. It's an open-air prison within Israel. I mean, this is immoral. It's barbaric, and it's antichrist. And the churches are just sitting there like dead slabs of meat.
Yeah, I've had some arguments with my family about it over there talking about this, and they said, oh, this is the land of the chosen people, and, you know, they go to Bible study and all that stuff.
Same here. Yeah, same here.
Why don't you go over there and live with them and find out what's really going on?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just don't have a clue what's happening. They don't see it. They don't listen. It's it. I just, you know.
Yeah, well, I've realized that what people like to do, I've had very good friends that knew a lot of facts about 9/11 and stuff, but they couldn't get away from the idea that you watch television and you follow people. They wanted to be part of something. People are more comfortable if they feel like they're part of a movement and they're part of a party or they're part of something. It's hard for them to just go get the truth because they don't want to be alone. And then there's a lot of truth to that. If you find the truth, many times you're going to be alone. But you're not going to – I say this, and it's been the case in my life. Even though there are a lot of lonely times, boy, when you find people that agree with you and also know the facts and the truth, talk about reassuring and feeling good. That's a good feeling. And it's too bad that people just jump before they get the truth. They want the feeling more than the truth.
Yeah, Ron. Well, look, go back to Israel. What about this that's been going on for the last few years about various factions of Israelis up against, like they're going to have a civil war against one another there? And, you know, if it's really coming to fruition or it's just talk or, you know, it's just mainstream, you know. And look at the big march they had in Washington, D.C.,
yes.
Against the party. And they showed pictures like they were, I know it was inside the Capitol of that area, like, you know, on the January 6th. All these people, you know, around, you know, making a protest.
They were not, I saw,
you know,
that
just
too.
Sitting there. But they showed, you know, they weren't going after them. And, you know, the police weren't, you know, telling them to go here and there like they did January 6th and got caught all. And they arrested a bunch of people. But, and I heard even from their shows on some of our RBN hosts, they were talking about, well, they had a lot of homosexual Jews in there, and they were calling all this and going it back against and all that. And I was really surprised at why they were doing this and what was going on. Why isn't, you know?
I think a lot of this stuff. unfortunately, some of this, the Jews come out, you know, Jews against the destruction of Gaza or this and that. You know, sometimes I take that with a grain of salt too, because it's more of, there's so many tactics that these people use to get you off of center, dead center. I believe the dead center of this thing is that Israel, the whole notion of Israel, was a bad idea to start with. It was just a bad idea, and there's no such thing as a lawful government that is only for a religious group, and that anything else and anybody else that lives there is a non-citizen and is treated as an animal or something less. I mean, that's just all bad stuff, and putting, confining people in walled off. I mean, that's not government, man. That's abject tyranny.
No, that's you're right, Ron. That's all. You hear all the other stuff, like South Africa, what they did way back when. Same thing, right. Even worse, Israel's doing, and they just don't bat an eye. They won't do a thing about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ron.
Okay. Well, John,
thanks a lot. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, same to you, man. Enjoyed it. Thanks for calling. All right. Well, that's been fun, everybody. I've got another article here I'm kind of looking at, if you're not too tired of it so far. I ought to have a light-hearted article here somewhere, but next time I'll do that. I should have some different variety of certain things on here maybe. But anyway, I'm looking at an article now. It says The Nation. It's a story by Tony Caron and Daniel Levy. I think both of those are Jewish, just by the name, might be guessing. Quote, Jewish, unquote. And the title of the article is Israel is Losing This War. Well, you know, I think they're getting the savvy of it here. It says, world, despite the violence it has unleashed on Palestinians, Israel is failing to achieve its political goals. Well, hallelujah. I think they were, if their political goals was the removal of the Palestinian population of Gaza, thank goodness they losing their goals. It says, it may sound daft to suggest that a group of armed irregulars numbering in the low tens of thousands, besieged and with little access to advanced weaponry, is a match for one of the world's most powerful militaries, backed and armed by the United States, and yet an increasing number of establishment strategic analysts warn Israel could lose this war on Palestinians despite the cataclysmic violence it unleashed since the Hamas-led attack on Israel on October the 7th. And in provoking the Israeli assault, Hamas may be realizing many of its own political objectives. Well, yes, I believe such a, and what, why shouldn't that happen? When a mechanized, powerful nation attacks a segment of its own land with people that they have incarcerated in an open air prison, and check their comings and goings at all times. And when they attempt to demolish the place, why shouldn't there be an outrage among the nations of the world? Well, both Israel and Hamas appear to be resetting the terms of their political contest, not to the pre-October 7th status quo, but to the 1948 one. It's not clear what comes next, but there will be no going back to the previous state of affairs. I actually believe that's right. And that's even what I'm saying. I just said it a few minutes ago. I think the idea of Israel a land for the Jews, a homeland for the Jews, was a bad idea. You can't take property from people and give it to somebody else, and then the displaced people, you incarcerate them in open-air prisons and surveil them to the maximum and check their comings and goings at all times. That's a bad idea. It was bad from the get-go. It was bad in 1948, and it's caused nothing but trouble ever since. Nothing but trouble. Okay, the article goes on. The surprise attack neutralized Israeli military installations, breaking open the gates of the world's largest open-air prison and leading a gruesome rampage in which some 1,200 Israelis, at least 845 of them were civilians, were killed. Well, there you go. We'll be right back after this to wrap it all up. Thank you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Thank you.
That's it for today. We're going to wrap this up, and I've enjoyed the new format. I hope y'all have too. And I am going to quote the last one sentence. Actually, it's a one sentence paragraph from this article at The Nation. And it says here, quote, forget, quote, intelligence failures, unquote, Israelis' failure to anticipate October 7th was a political failure to understand the consequences of a violent system of oppression that leading national and Israeli human rights organizations have branded apartheid. Well, there you go. I see we have a caller. I'll take him. Brian, from Brian from Texas, you're up. You got about a minute or so.
Great. Thank you, brother. You were saying earlier that Jesus is greater than Moses. Absolutely true. I mean, let's face it, the New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old Testament prophecy, if I understand it right. Jesus came to seeking to save those who were lost, and we know that the Jews are lost. They claim that they're their own savior. They have no savior. They are not the light. They can put up as many damn menorahs as they want, and it ain't going to do jack squat to help the problems of this world.
That's right.
Sorry.
You said it well, Brian.
They got no light whatsoever.
That's right. That's right. And eating all the breads and doing all the, means nothing. It means nothing. And it's just show.
Religious traditions is all it is. That's all they got. It's a scam. And they're throwing this crap in our face, and I'm sick and tired of it, man. I thank God for this network where I can fit right here, because otherwise God knows what I may do. But I mean, I'm just tired of this crap, man.
We've been putting up with it a long time, but we're not going to let them get us. We're going to pray for them, but we're going to talk. We're going to talk it like it is.
Right.
I think this is catching up with them. I mean, it's pretty obvious this is catching up with them.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to be done. These people need to repent. See, this is a good thing. See, they won't repent if they get their way all the time. It's just like a little kid. But the nations need to say, nah, you're not going to get away with anything and everything you want. That's out. So the next thing you ought to do is repent and get in the kingdom of heaven with the rest of us, and maybe things will be a lot prettier for you, you know?
Yeah, right.
Instead of asking us to all live in peace and endure all these hostilities.
Yeah. You know, in the gospel, you know, Jesus was telling these people, these Jews, these Pharisees and stuff, he said, you're dead, you're full of dead man's bones, you're just whitewashed tombs, and there's nothing of value in the religion. And, you know, he spoke of himself as being the light of the world, and the bread of life, and all that, and wonderful stuff in the gospel of John. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian from Texas. Okay, that's it, everybody. We'll see you next Friday.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.